Blessings and welcome, everybody. This is Kwala. Welcome to this month's Heart Portal Upgrade, this month's Divine University Meditation for the upgrade of your heart connection with your higher consciousness, higher self. Let us begin by taking a breath in and beginning to imagine the light inside the center of our chest region, the eternal flame, giving thanks for all that we have received over this last month. Through our sacred journeys in life, and as you begin to breathe into this, speaking your gratitude, as you connect to the light in your heart, beloved, we invoke the holy presence of your archangelic guardian of light to step into the sacred space with you. And we invoke the holy presence of your angelic guardian of light to open the sacred space around you. And as these beautiful guardians of light come to you now, they open the sacred space by beginning to draw 17 rings of pure light around you. As we call on the heart portal now to open to the 12th octave of light and expand 1,000-fold. And we call on Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Camuel, Jophiel, Uriel, Zadkiel, to stand in the seven directions around you. We invoke their holy presence as the seven archangels of the earth to open the seven directions of the spiritual portal for you now. As we ask you to breathe in and draw all your energy into your central pillar of light. This is the sacred pillar that runs through each of your chakras, that you may extend into the Earth Mother's heart to receive the energies of regeneration in any moment, to be recharged, beloved. Or you may extend all the way through the sun and into the heavens to open your higher consciousness to receive greater inspiration for all that you are doing in life, beloved. And let us honor now your earth connection into Mother Earth's heart beneath you. Just think of the Mother Earth heart, her central core energy, as feeding all of life on earth, including you. And begin to speak with the Earth Mother with me now, to this beloved spiritual mother, the great Mother Gaia. You may have many intentions in your life presently, but it is your relationship between your heart, your mind, and Mother Earth's heart that creates your soul to be balanced here, walking your path in the physical plane, in a state of feeling balanced and whole. If there's been anything in your life in the last month where you've not felt the wholeness fully, Just honor it now that you are integrating something, completing something, or you are creating something that requires you to expand your heart a little more, connect it more deeply with the Mother Earth's heart, and let go of something in your mind, possibly, to align in a greater alignment with your true heart connection with the Great Mother, so you may receive the full energy to fulfill your goals, beloved. As you honor this, the angels and archangels of the heart portal step forth around you now. So many tall beings of light with wings. And they offer to connect their heart to your heart, so you may expand again this month. Expand your energy, open more deeply. Build your heart portal, beloved. And build your heart energy. As you honor this and you breathe into the light of your heart, if there be anything to let go of, just intend over this sacred meditation to be supported with this. And if you're feeling completely aligned, ready for the next big moment, the next big thing in your life already, feeling that wholeness, just set the intention to expand your light energy. And begin to think of the sun in the heavens. Just take your mind to it. The connection between your heart, the sun in the heavens, your heart, the central light inside of you, and the Mother Earth's heart in the core of the earth, beloved. As you think of this, think of a beautiful pillar of light that runs between the sun, your heart, and the earth, Mother's heart. And breathe into it. Acknowledge it, your pillar of light, breathing all your energy into it, bringing it back from anything you have been involved in, or that you have intended to involve yourself in. You may wish to bring it back from all the projects you have been working in, all that you have been doing, all the people. Bring your spirit fully in, calling your spirit, all of your soul's energy, all of your mind's energy, all of your physical energy into that central pillar now, with your breath. Just to harness your energy as the seven archangels stand around you, they offer to bring the first dispensation to you now. It supports you to harness your energy, to draw it into your pillar of light, so that you have all of your energy for the next big thing in your life. They ask you to imagine now a beautiful crystal core in the middle of your body that runs from the very base of your body up through your spine, all the way through your throat, and through your brain, into the top of your head, into your crown, a beautiful crystal rod of light made of pure white, crystalline light, and to meditate on it now, breathing into it, taking your awareness to it, thinking of it, and with every breath you take, beginning to illuminate. For with every breath you take into it, as you take your consciousness to it, it begins to glow, it begins to illuminate, and puffs of white clouds of light begin to emanate. Take your awareness to the very base of your body and this white crystalline energy there, pure light. As the archangels of the earth place golden rings around your core, offering you the dispensation of activating the universal law of liberty through your crystal core. As they begin to initiate, activate the universal law of liberty, held in a beautiful dispensation of the golden rings of liberty. This first dispensation they activate through each of your chakras into your crystal core now. They begin to place the golden ring of liberty into your crown chakra. Just take a breath in, as a golden flame of light begins to open in the top of your head, beloved. And they bring another golden ring of liberty into the back and front of your brow chakra now. And each of the archangels bring an elixir. The archangelic elixirs of divinity into your crown, into the back and front of your brow chakra now. As they begin to pour these elixirs into your brow chakra, they ask you to become aware that as you breathe into this crystal core, the key to it opening more is 6 feet above your head. There is a beautiful gateway of light there. It is called the Andromedan Gateway. It opens your receptivity more. They're asking you to call upon your higher self to open the Andromedan Gateway above your head. Open your receptivity so you may receive more deeply, more concretely, the dispensations they are offering you, beloved. As you call on your higher self, I ask for my higher self to open the Andromedan Gateway 6 feet above my head, to open and activate the highest level of receptivity in my energy system now. I ask all obstacles to be removed. You may think this inside, beloved. I ask for all obstacles to be removed. I ask for all obstacles to be removed. And take a breath in. Very gently, Archangel Gabriel comes to you. He has a brilliant golden emerald energy. And he places it as a robe around you now. He offers you the spiritual robe of the one heart. He says this will bring every part of you together. Any part of yourself that may feel loss, that may feel lost at any time, that may feel too much or may feel not enough. That is looking for that oneness in the heart, beloved, the greater oneness as an experience, unity, and oneness in the divine energy. As Gabriel blesses you with this beautiful robe around your shoulders now, he says it will cover your auric egg. It will be like a shield of light for you, supporting every part of your consciousness to come home into your heart, to find its way to that oneness. Shedding everything that may not serve you, that may create you to enter separation, beloved. As you take a deep breath in, they begin to bring the rings of liberty, the golden rings of liberty, into your throat chakra in the back and front of your throat now. And the golden flames begin to open in your brow and your throat chakra. These beautiful golden flames of light that maybe pertain to be like Christ consciousness, higher consciousness, golden consciousness, beginning to open inside of you, beloved. And as they begin to bring the elixirs of divinity into your throat, pouring them forth, they ask you again to take your awareness to that crystal rod of light from your crown to your base chakra, running through your brain and spine, resting in your physical body, beginning to see it as light, as pure light, beloved. As they ask you to honor your soul's light, your soul's consciousness is this pure light inside of you. To breathe into it. Begin to open your soul's energy. Open that light and let it radiate outwardly. With every breath you take, you may be drawing old energies into that pure light inside. Old feelings, old thoughts, old ways. And energies may be tugging on you from outside. But you may draw a circle of white light anytime you wish around you to cut away any energies that may pull you out of your center, beloved. Just imagine yourself drawing a white light circle around you. And then return to your crystal core, breathing into it, visualizing it. Every breath you take, it glows more, illuminates with greater light, beloved. And as you do this, a beautiful angel stands behind you. She pours her love into your being. She brings her wings around you now, sharing she is a part of your own being, a part of your spirit, part of your own higher self nature. A part of your creative nature. And this beautiful angel in a feminine form begins to fill your aura, your emotional, mental, spiritual bodies with the light to soften all the energy around you now, all through your energy field. She asks you to acknowledge that there is so much more than you know that you carry inside of you. That you are much larger than you can imagine, beloved. As a light being. That you have so much light within you. She asks you to acknowledge that the opening of the heart is a path of acknowledging that light, but also acknowledging the parts of yourself that struggle, that do not seek that light, that may even reject that light, beloved. The path of the opening of the heart is a path where your mind is switching to a place of non-judgment, of the part of you that is drawn, honoring the light inside of you, and the parts of you that may not be able to honor that light inside of you, beloved. She speaks of this now, that you have an immense gift to marry these two energies together. Inside of you to create even greater power. Even greater connection to your light. Even greater love, and to raise your higher frequency in life. And she brings you the next dispensation for this. As the archangels of the earth continue to bring the golden rings into your thymus chakra, your heart chakra and solar plexus chakra. The golden rings of liberty are placed in these chakras now. As this angelic being of light that is a part of you a part of your higher self nature is guiding you. That there is a great gift inside of you. And that inside this sacred place of your being, you have locked away some of your power, some of your love, some of your light, either in this lifetime or another. She is guiding you now to the chakra, to one chakra in your body. It may be your base chakra, it may be your sacral, it may be your hara, your solar plexus. It may be your heart chakra, your thymus, your throat, your brow chakra, or your crown chakra, we say. She is guiding you now to one of these chakras. To say the gift lays inside of it, beloved. And presently, this chakra could open more. Presently, You have not yet opened this chakra fully. To the level where the gift that you carry inside, this extra power, love and light, beloved, is able to be shared outside. And as you go into your crystal core, to that pure white rod of light, you are able to be guided clearly by your angelic nature, showing you which chakra as you begin to tune in to the base, moving up gently through each chakra slowly. You are to trust now your angelic nature is guiding you to the place in your body, in your chakra system, that you are to work with, to open more fully now, with your higher self aiding you, to open the gift from inside of you. As the archangels feel your thymus, heart and solar plexus with the elixirs of divinity, and they bring the rigs of liberty into each of the lower chakras, your hara, sacral and base chakra now. Golden flames begin to emanate from each of the chakras. But there is a special gift in one of them for you. Where a dimension of yourself has been locked away, dear one. A part of yourself has been locked away from really, truly honoring, accepting the light of your being. The beauty, the grace, and the divinity of your being fully. And this dimension of yourself has been locked away in this chakra, deep inside in another dimension. But it is a great gifted part of you that as it is open, dear one, a whole new level of connection can open in your life. Create an extra dimension of yourself to express love and light. As your angelic nature is wrapping her wings around you sweetly, guiding you from inside to that special chakra now, almost as if she was whispering the name of it to you. As you are guided to the chakra, there is only one to focus on now. She provides you with a golden tablet of light. This is the next dimensional dispensation. This golden tablet she brings to you. As your angelic nature now takes you into a beautiful spiritual place, you begin to travel together there into a beautiful temple of light. All underneath you is like a beautiful white marble floor, dear one, made of pure light. Around you, white and golden pillars that reach into the heavens with a beautiful white starry, golden and silver and white roof, shaped like a great dome above you, that you can see through into the stars, that reflect the stars back to you. And through each of the pillars there are archways into other sacred places. Some of them extend into majestic gardens. Some extend out to beautiful lakes, beautiful waterways. The angels of the heart portal are in your temple with you. And your angelic, this angelic part of you is also there in her great robes of light with her beautiful flowing wings. And she is taking you now to a beautiful fountain of light. There is a beautiful pool under the fountain. It is an elixir fountain of light. And she takes your soul into it to wash in the beautiful elixirs now. She asks you to see yourself bathing in a fountain of light, to breathe this energy through you, to let everything drop away from you. And as your outer bodies are washed by this fountain of light, many colors of light flow through you now. Your archangelic guardian, your angelic guardian are with you also. And they begin to call all your loved ones into this beautiful temple with you now. Those that are closest to you come in their higher self form. They come in golden or white bodies of light. Some of them have wings, some of them are tall. These are the higher light forms of all the ones that love you and you love, dear one. I should take a deep breath in. They begin to bless you. They begin to thank you. They begin to caress you. Many of them get into the fountain of light with you. And they place you on this beautiful, sacred, golden platform that they carry, for they wish to carry your soul, and they ask you to breathe, to just allow yourself to be carried by all your loved ones into the sacred healing chamber of light, further deeper into this temple. And as you lay on this beautiful golden platform, they place rings of flowers around you. And they begin to carry you into the healing chamber of light, where each one of them begins to lift you up into this beautiful pyramid, with a golden seat that hangs in the bottom of the pyramid. And you gently levitate into that golden seat, being held so fully, each of your chakras begin to connect into the pyramid. And you are suspended in this pyramid of light now. It is beginning to infuse all of your chakras. And your angelic nature is asking you again to focus gently now on this chakra. To see it as a beautiful crystal inside of you that may need a little bit of cleansing, polishing, blessing. It may even be a little dirty, dear one. But they ask you to tune into the crystal, the facets of the crystal, of this chakra, as you rest in the golden pyramid. As you have the power with your light to take light to this crystal now, begin to polish each facet, cleanse it, bless it, until it is fully clear. As you begin to breathe into the light of your core and focus on the crystal, breathing your light into it, seeing it, the crystal beginning to clear itself as you begin to rub it, as you begin to polish it with the light of your being, as you begin to cleanse and clear and polish and rub each of the facets of the crystal underneath it, above it, in every direction. And if there be any energy around the crystal, any dark patches of light, not fully clear, not fully brilliant in its light rays, begin to send your light out through these areas now. Just through your hands, through your eyes, through your heart. Through simply sending your energy there. And you may call on all the rays of light to come and flood through the etheric field of this crystal now. The violet flame to cleanse and purify it. As you breathe in, you bring in an immense violet flame. And you can send this out, rub it around the crystal, cleanse it. Use the violet flame now. As the violet flame takes any fears in the field around or in the crystal, and you can fill the crystal with violet. As you begin to polish this crystal, it is like a beautiful crystal lens into yourself, into a dimension of your being. As you begin to polish it and cleanse it, it begins to get lighter and clearer. But there is a dimension of yourself inside of it, dear one. It may be a feminine part of yourself, it may be a masculine part of yourself. But there is a form of yourself inside. You may sense even a being inside. But this is simply a dimension of yourself. You may even sense a whole world in there. But this is just the energy expression of the dimension of yourself. As you begin to tune into it, sense, feel, know, see, attune to what lay inside of the crystal. And you may even take yourself inside, travel in there, and you may find yourself in another space. You will either be very light or very dense in there, but send your light out to open it. And as you send your light through it, just intend to bring that light through. And you can spiral that light, dear one, through the whole area to open the energy . And as you do that, you may even meet that part of yourself right in front of you. You may even sense a being there, a dimension of yourself. Your angelic nature just says, do not judge this part of yourself. No, it is a temporary form that it takes. If you can meet it in non-judgment, acknowledge the feelings, the beliefs, the thoughts of this part of you. You can liberate this part of you from being bound in any way through belief or feeling, beloved. As you breathe into your crystal core, you have the light to do this. As this dimension of yourself is directly in front of you now, inside the heart of this being is the same signature of light as the same signature of light in your physical body. This is a dimension of yourself. Either a part of your own spirit or soul. And you may even ask yourself, your higher self now, how can I bring healing to this part of me? As it begins with non-judgment, acceptance, and bringing the flame of your heart to its being now. There is a great kept secret inside of you. It is the eternal flame of your heart. It is the most powerful thing you carry. It is the greatest force of healing. And when it contacts another dimension of yourself, it creates liberty, healing, freedom. Transformation for this dimension of you. Creates a dimension of yourself to return to your essence, beloved, to the pure light of your being. Imagine this being, this part, this dimension of yourself in front of you. All your loved ones, their higher selves, the archangels of the earth, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Chemuel, Jophiel, Uriel, Zedekiel, with you. Your angelic nature of your higher self, your archangelic, angelic guardian, all standing around you now, holding the flame of their hearts with you, to empower you to hold the eternal flame in your heart open. To this dimension of yourself in front of you. As you're asked to say the words inside, I give to you the eternal essence of my soul to liberate and free you. From any old energy that may bind you now, I call on the law of liberty for you. Just say within, I ask for all dispensations I have received. I call on the rings, the golden rings of liberty for you, the elixirs of divinity, and the golden tablet. Of oneness to spin and activate through you now to open your energy. And as you intend for all three dispensations you have received, calling on them again, I ask for all three dispensations I have received to spin and activate through this dimension of me, held in thee, name the chakra now. I call on all three dispensations I have received to spin and activate through the dimension of me that has been trapped in thee, name the chakra now. I call on all three dispensations I have received to spin and activate through the dimension of my being that has been trapped in my name, the chakra now. And say it again. I call for all three dispensations I have received to spin and activate through the dimension of my being that has been trapped in my name the chakra now. And as you say this three times with your power, with all your love and light, this part, this dimension of yourself begins to transform, transfigure any old energies, feelings, thoughts it is carried, keeping it trapped in that chakra, hidden away, keeping a part of that chakra locked, beloved. So you take a deep breath into that chakra center, honoring it now. If it be the base chakra, it is the foundation of your life, related to your finances, related to your home, related to your physical body. Just honor it if you have been working, if you are working in the base chakra now. If it be the sacral that you have been guided to, just honor this is related to the center of sacred energy for you, the self-respect of your being, the sacredness of your feminine energy, the marriage of your will and creativity, your sexuality, sensuality. Just honor it now if it's been the sacral chakra you have called upon. But you are unlocking a part of this energy now, power, love and light related to this. And if it be the hara chakra, just honor this, related to your emotions, your feeling center, your power of will, your direction in life, your levels of energy. Take a breath and honor this now, if it has been this department that you are working on unlocking, opening the gift, beloved. And if it be your solar plexus, honor that this is your mental capability. This is your precision, your clarity, your crystal clarity in your mind, your ability to focus and commitment, your self-discipline, beloved, your unwavering commitment and dedication. As you honor this now, if it has been this department, or if it be your heart chakra, the center of your love experience, the center of your union with your spirit, the center of your eternal connection to Source, your first connection into spirit, your spiritual empowerment of the heart, beloved, your ability to open the heart and embrace all, not judge all. As you take a breath in, honor this. If it has been the heart chakra you have been unlocking, or if it has been your thymus chakra, honor. This is related to your divine union, marriage of your masculine feminine energies, the expansion of your relationships, clarity, truth, expression of divinity in your relationships, intimately and collectively. And if it be your throat, it is the area of your divine communications. It is the area of the expression of your soul, the creativity of your individuality, the expression of your truth, and the honoring that there is always greater truth to discover, beloved. The openness of your mind begins here. As you honor this, if it's been your throat, place of your sacred sound, place of power of sound, and another center for the power of your creation. As you take a breath in, you may have honored it there, or it may be your brow chakra, the center of your vision, your foresight, your clairvoyant, clairaudient, higher gifts, your spiritual gifts, your higher awareness, your superconsciousness touching your mind, your ability to expand and let go mentally, to connect your mind into the spiritual realms of light deeply, the center of the higher mind, the higher thoughts, the higher truths. Just honor it now. Or maybe it was your crown that you have been unlocking, the center of your cosmic connection, your universal connection. Your pure light connection with the universe, with spirit, with the unified field, with the oneness, with all that comes through the oneness, the grace of God, the love of God, the light of God, the power of God, and your own divine presence. Your spiritual contact, your higher spiritual contact, and the connection to other worlds of light, beyond duality, this higher inspiration, the center that connects you with your higher purpose, beloved. As you honor this, you have been unlocking something deeply. You may call in all the love, the light, the power now into this chakra. into this crystal from every realm, dimension, every plane of consciousness in the universe and the earth, calling on your higher self to merge with you, your pillar of light to be activated. Ask now for your Antakarana. I ask for my Antakarana, my spiritual bridge of light, to ground through my crown and into this chakra. Whatever this chakra is, name it now. I ask for my Antakarana, my spiritual bridge of light, to begin to ground through my crown into this chakra. Name the chakra as Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Kemuel, Jophiel, Uriel, Zadkiel. Begin to bring the Antakarana of your being down from the many suns in the heavens, from the soul star chakra above your head is a beautiful golden bridge of light that is your spiritual bridge. Your higher consciousness lives within it, beloved. And they begin to gently bridge it into your crown chakra now. Imagine the golden flame in the top of your head. Breathe into it. Breathe the pillar of golden light into the top of your head. And with all your love, light, and power, imagine yourself drawing it down, slipping it all the way down into the crystal in your body that is the chakra that you have been working with in this sacred healing chamber. As the healing chamber begins to activate, braiding your Antakarana through into the chakra, infusing your spiritual current into the chakra now as a great love, light, and power, the holy flame of your being begins to pour forth, opening the eternal flame inside the center of the crystal in the chakra now. Begin to breathe in and ask God Source to open the eternal flame in this chakra, to reactivate it from the very core of the chakra. I ask, beloved God Source, to ground my Antakarana into my chakra now, name the chakra, through my crown and into this chakra now, name the chakra. And I ask for the eternal flame of this chakra to be activated fully, 1,000-fold, to calibrate this chakra to the truth of my being now, to allow the true nature of my being to express through this chakra now. And begin to mantra the mantra now, beloved. Ishmana, 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 Ishkana, 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 Ishmana, 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 Ishkana, Ishkana, Ishkana. Holding the mudra with your hands, placing the central finger to the thumb on each hand. Ishmana, 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 Ishkana, Ishkana, Ishkana. Ishmana, 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 Ishkana, Ishkana, Ishkana. As with this you balance your masculine, feminine energies, calling in all the spiritual mothers and fathers of the universe and earth to be your witness, to bring their dispensations, their blessings now. Ishmana, 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 Ishkana, 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 Ishmana, 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 Ishkana, 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 as you ignite the chakra fully. Ishmana, 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 Ishkana, 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 as God responds to your prayer. Ishmana, 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 Ishkana, 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 and all the beings of light stepping forth to you. Begin to ignite the eternal flame in this chakra now with you. Ishmana, 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 Ishkana, 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 Ishmana, 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 Ishkana, Ishkana, Ishkana. As you continue to mantra inside these sacred words, this vibration of light and love begins to build inside of you in the chakra, in the very core, igniting the eternal flame fully. Continue this now for as long as you are guided, beloved, to complete your meditation in the Divine University. And know all will be sealed for you in the light of God, in the love of God, in the presence of God. All will be sealed as you continue to mantra in this way until you are guided by your own heart and angelic nature that it is complete, we say. Shmana, 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 Shkana, 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 Ishmana, 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 Ishkana, 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 Ishmana, 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 Ishkana, 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 Ishmana, 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 Ishkana, Ishkana, Ishkana.